What up, fam? On this episode of the Snapback Sports Pod, we announce our huge new partnership with SeatGeek. They are going to power all of our content going forward and sending us to a ton of insane games. And for you guys, we've got a $20 off your first order code. Just use the code SNAPBACK at checkout. We're also doing a giveaway, so listen to the pod, hear how you can enter, win some tickets for your own for free. But definitely sign up at SeatGeek.com using code SNAPBACK. Anyways, on this episode of the SNAPBACK Sports Pod, I went to a NASCAR race and it was fantastic. We talk about that and game 5 of the NBA Finals. Draymond will be podcasting. Del Curry will be there with his new girlfriend, who's also his ex-wife's boyfriend's ex-wife. It's pretty crazy. Lying is in style and telling the truth is completely out. And we talk about game 1 of the NHL Finals. Rangers are done, but we've got Eagleson.
Is on all year, every year.
Jackson takes it himself.
Oh, he broke his ankles. Blocked by James.
Auburn's gonna win the football game. Auburn's gonna win the football game.
For the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over.
Bryant took the jumper.
What is up, Snapback fam? Normally, when we start the podcast, it goes with, what's up, fam? I'm your host, Jack Sedman. Joining me today, as always, my co-host and longtime best friend, Abe Granoff. Today, though, we're just getting started right off the tin up. Because
You can't just like, do that. I get it. Your company and everything, and Snapback is like your thing. But like, you can't just like do that.
Well,
just like what if tomorrow you go to the game tomorrow night in San Fran? They're like, yeah, you know what? And you have a Wiggins 3-pointer first basket. Like you decide randomly one night to take that. And they go, eh, you know what? Tonight we're not going to start with a jump ball. Celtics ball side out. You wouldn't be too happy.
I wouldn't. But if that was stunk, if that was to promote their big partnership, then, you know, maybe respect it. So, yeah, if you're listening to the podcast version of this afterwards or you're listening live right now, this is our exciting announcement about our new ticket partner, SeatGeek. A lot of you guys were with us for TickPick. TickPick was awesome. Loved working with them. And now we are on to SeatGeek. Why SeatGeek? Well, they work with some of the best creators, influencers, companies in the world. They have access. They ticket 5 professional stadiums. So not one that Abe will be particularly fond of, but Dallas Cowboys, Arizona Cardinals.
Bucket list place for me. So
yeah. And so the reason why I love SeatGeek, they're going to now power a lot of our content. So not only get us into the stadium, but a potentially maybe play some video games on the big screen down in Dallas. Like there's some fun shit that could be coming our way.
Don't call us the media. Don't call us sports nerds. We're sports geeks. That's the terminology we need to use nowadays. We're sport geeks.
Is that a new thing?
I mean, would you like to be called a sports nerd, Jack?
No, I wouldn't.
Exactly. I'm a That Boy Nice watcher and a sport geek. And a sport geek.
So what we're going to do, and if you're listening to this after the fact of being live, you are still eligible for this stuff, but we're going to do some giveaways. And how it's going to work is all you're going to have to do to be entered is these quick steps. So you're going to go to SeatGeek.com, you're going to sign up, and there's a place under your profile, whether you're on mobile, the app, or online, desktop, and you just enter the code SNAPBACK so we know you are a SNAPBACK user. You're then going to take a screenshot. And what are you going to do? You're just going to tweet it at Abe and I, tweet it at Snapback Sports, tweet it whoever, and say what game you want to go to. And we're going to pick some people live. So I'm trying to pull this up right now to show people just what it looks like in your account. It's super, super simple. It takes 2 seconds to sign up. So right here, let me share the screen really quickly.
How much for Abe to wear a Cowboys jersey at Jerry's World?
Ooh, Abe, do you have a price?
I mean, I think we're learning with LIV Golf that everyone has a price, Jim.
Everyone has a price. All right, so you literally sign up for SeatGeek, you go to your account, and you go to promo codes, and you add the code SNAPBACK. If it doesn't work, try SNAPBACK1, because that is also a code. It's $20 off your first order, any purchase over $50. So that's a pretty good deal. I know that.
Let me ask you a question, Jack. I don't know if this is in the fine tuned details. Let's say use code SNAPBACK. You get the credit in your account, $20 off any eligible purchase. What if I want to go to a Reds Pirates game and I use my $20 credit on a $6 ticket? Will I get paid $14?
They won't pay you out, although maybe they should. All right, so I'm going to go and do the
voidmeister. Have we negotiated any type of Oyster deal in the contract?
You know what's beautiful about our friends at SeatGeek is the world is kind of our oyster. By the way, you just saying that.
That was nice.
I just understood why you were saying geek before instead of nerd. Now I got it. Hey, what game should we go to?
Let's go to USA England. Black Friday.
Ooh. USA England in Qatar. I don't know if that's in the budget, but hey, Snapback Sports is going to choose this, which means I'll also be choosing it with Abe. So this is all you got to do to enter. Once again, you go to SeatGeek.com. You enter the code.
Send a lot out there to cause some ruckus.
Yeah, you enter the code SNAPBACK. It's $20 off your first order. Even if you've used SeatGeek before, this is for our community. Tweet it at me. Tweet it at Abe. Tweet it at SnapBack Sports, and you'll be entered. And at the end of the show, we're going to pick some people they're going to win some prizes. So very excited for that partnership. Very, very pumped. Now let's acknowledge the chat. Let's acknowledge the chat. And yeah, this is it, Abe. I'm sorry to bring him onto the podcast. And he's texting me too. It's just a nightmare with this kid sometimes. But hey, this is why we pay him the big bucks. If you don't have Twitter, throw it up on Instagram. But we do need it on one of the platforms that's visible. Snap,
help. No Facebook, no MySpace.
Yeah, none of TikTok. That. TikTok. If you make a TikTok video and it goes viral, we'll send you to a game also with code SNAPBACK. So
I think there's a conversation going on in the chat around airplane speed.
Yeah, I don't.
What's going on here with Mama and Anna.
Yeah, Mama Banana is in here saying, as a former SR-71 pilot and a professional keynote speaker, the question I'm often asked most is how fast
you have my attention.
How fast would that SR-71 fly? I can be assured of hearing that question several times at any event. That's just
There's a follow-up. It is an interesting question. Given the aircraft's
Go for it, Abe.
What do we got there? That's not
proclivity.
Proclivity for speed. Eagles and Google that. But there really isn't one number to give, as the jet would always give you a little bit more speed if you wanted it to. That sounds like, all right, you went in a NASCAR car today. What did that feel like? What type of speed are those things whipping?
We're saving the NASCAR. Banana's got us off track. I wanted to say hi to the chat. If it says it can't be applied to your account, try Snapback One, refresh, try it again. I was having some problems earlier, but it ended up working and it'll come through. A lot of people saying don't forget about the Snapchat fam, obviously would not. If that's your only social platform, go ahead. That's fine. You can do that. And we've got $20. We've got $20.
Wait a second. That's a thing?
Yeah, super chats.
Wait, we could have been getting paid this whole time? Well, I could have been doing stuff on camera for this?
Yeah.
Could. If you want to talk about everyone as a price and live golf, name the challenges. I can only do so much in this little room, but I'm trying to make a bag during this live stream.
Yeah. So funny, like really funny story. And it's funny that Tim, thank you. He said, will you root for the Steelers when you go to the Monday night game against the Colts? No. Obviously not.
I don't know. I mean,
hey, the Colts, Jack. Hey, Tim, price for everything, as Abe said. These super chats, we do appreciate them. We've got some people tweeting at us though. So let's at least pick our first winner of the night. You can tweet at Snapback Sports. You can tweet at me. You can tweet at Abe, and maybe we'll let Abe pick one. But let's pick our first winner, and then we'll wait for a little to pick a couple more. Let's see what's going on here. Let's see where people want to go, because Abe, we want to send people to fun games, but then there's also like, if we just choose one person who requests $1,000 ticket, like that's the budget, and we want to send multiple people.
Which warrior out here is asking for like Commanders Giants Week 3?
Exactly.
Thursday Night Football.
So Stephen Barta, he's got Colts versus Chiefs in Indy.
Do we need to make poverty tiers of the games that people want to go to?
We could. Yeah, guys.
Let's pick the fakest fan. The fakest franchise fan.
I mean, this one's pretty good from Caden. I was quick with it. I'd love to go to opening game West Va at Pitt. We could probably make that happen. Bears versus
Packers. Schefter's in the chat.
Yeah, Adam Schefter is in the chat. On vacation in San Fran, looking to buy finals tickets for game 5 tomorrow. Hook it up. So respectfully, I can't just buy your ticket, but hey, if you want to go for it, $20 off. I want to scroll up. Let's see what else we got. Steelers Bills. Okay. Okay.
A lot of Steelers fans you're attracting.
A lot of Colt. Abe.
They're coming. The Colts fans are coming in bunches for Jack this year, who is notably thinks, I think on your QB list, Matt Ryan was probably below 25, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he was like 28 or something.
And what about on your teams list? Where did the Colts rank this year?
They ranked fine because they have a good roster, but their quarterback. Yeah, their quarterback. All right. I'm going with Caden. Caden wants to see Penn State's little brother eat shit Pitt. I like that. He's a West Va guy.
He's a Mountaineer. He's a Mountaineer.
He's a Mountaineer. And this is what we're going to do, Caden. We're going to send you to the game in partnership with SeatGeek, 2 tickets to the game. And you got to tell us who you're going with, obviously. But more importantly, you got to sing for us. You sing. I'm going to quote tweet this tweet. Right now, Caden, you're going to reply with a video, depending on how much enthusiasm, your vocals, if you bring your family into it, depending on how good your video is, that's how good of seats we're going to get you to the game.
Whoa.
Like that?
So, but like, is it his choice of seat? Everyone's seat preference is a little bit different, Jack.
Yeah, like, it'll be depending on price. It's more about the price.
I got to see this video.
Our guy Timmy is back with a $10 super chat.
Timmy, I'm getting Chipotle tomorrow because of you.
And he says, how much to root for the Steelers?
More.
It's not against the Ravens, so that's okay.
That's true.
Against the Colts.
Jack, there's no situation where I hear the Ravens Steelers biggest rivalry in football. Like, I'm sorry, I can't sit here and root for the Cowboys in any situational matter, unless they're playing the Ravens. That's it.
I mean, or what's the price?
Oh, well, I'm never one to show my hand in negotiation first.
I would say my price to, okay, there's different levels. How, like,
Face paint.
Okay, that's a big. Just because I don't really face paint myself, I would say to wear a Najee Harris jersey, the player that I regret,
right.
or that those should regret, I would say $500. Is that crazy? I was going to say $1,000. No,
hey, I would let Tim throw out the first number. Nice crib.
Shout out Jack B, who's got a mansion. He threw us 5 beans. Everyone's asking, how do we enter? If you're just joining us, go to SeatGeek.com, enter the promo code SNAPBACK. You don't have to buy anything right now. Just get in the system, get our code registered up, and then take a picture of it, screenshot it, tweet it at Abe, me, SNAPBACK Sports, whoever you want, one of the three, and say what game you want to go to. If you don't have Twitter, do it on Instagram. If you don't have either, make a TikTok video about it, and we'll.
And if you're gonna tweet,
oh my god! Okay, what do you think, Gabe? $50 from Tim Gren to root for the Steelers
against the Colts.
Yeah,
how much of a cuck are you, Jack? If the Saudis came knocking on your door, what would be the number?
Saudis, I'm a 50 M's kind of guy. For Tim Gren, Tim Grant. I'm trying to think if I like any of the Steelers. Like, we talked to James Washington. He's gone now. We talked to Benny. Josh. Like,
he's still there.
Benny is Ben. Yeah, Benny's still there. if Abe agrees to wear a Kenny Pickett jersey, you probably got our price. I'm fine with that.
I have to wear a Kenny Pickett jersey where?
To the Colts game.
Why would I wear? Kenny Pickett got drafted the Steelers,
didn't he? Yeah. You just clicked for you.
Dude, how long ago does the NFL draft seem like? And with these dog shit quarterbacks?
A very long time. All right, we got some more super chats. Shout out to the intern.
$5, you can call me whatever the fuck you want.
Shout out the intern. The intern starts work tomorrow, Abe. He'll still be the intern. Hold on. But
when you say work,
he's that working. Means
with you.
Yeah.
Full-time employee at Snapback.
Full-time employee.
Is there an orientation of sorts? Is there training of sorts? Does training just entail Casey, or the intern, I need a BEC on a French toast bagel in the next 45. Is that the training program? You know, get the limbs going, early morning steps in.
So his first couple days will just be a slow onboarding because he's been trained up, but also because I'm not there. He's back in New York. So his first
code.
Whatever you want. No Steelers attire unless
Timmy is, guy, huh?
Unless Timmy is shelling it out. Jack B says, yo, Jack, I know you want to give a fellow Jack tickets to the Ohio State Northwestern game. The intern might be going.
He has to be a Northwestern fan, right?
Yeah.
Because you don't just, if you're an Ohio State fan, pick the Northwestern game.
Well, if you live in Chicago and you are, that's like the one.
You can drive 3 hours if you're a real Buckeyes fan.
Yeah. All right. Last chat, and then we'll get into the content for the actual podcast. Is this the biggest losing streak you've ever been on? Once again, I am not doing that poorly when it comes to sports betting. Abe and I smacked the Warriors the other night.
Bananas back.
Did amazing. And on Underdog, this is like a generational losing streak. Like,
if you were going to pull a number out of thin air of your last, what would be your streak of record? What would your record be?
You
can look at your account.
No. Pick 'em slips. I genuinely think I'm 3 for like 60. It's insane. Like, pick twos, pick five.
Have you tried, like, I'm going to take this and then take the opposite?
I should have done that today. I went 0-for-5 in NASCAR.
I've been having an issue in gambling recently, and it's not that big of an issue. It kind of is. But when I go in spurts with my gambling, so I'll come back after 2 or 3 weeks and place a bet. If I hit that first two bets right after my break when I come back, I think I'm the hottest bettor on the planet. Yeah. It's just nothing. There's no way I can be stopped. And that has led me to some dark places.
All right, I lied. One more acknowledgement. Matteo Gugliotta, who paid in Canadian dollars, which I will be sharing with our producer, Eagleson, says, poverty game, Seahawks versus Detroit. I think it's fair, and I tweeted. Matteo,
if you want to go to that game in Detroit, Michigan, thank you for your service. The NFL thanks you.
You know the way.
That might be one of those tickets where you can get money back from SeatGeek.
Yeah,
because the price of the promo is greater than the price of the ticket.
Yeah. All right, let's hop into this. We will select some more winners. If you're just joining us, go on SeatGeek, enter Snapback as the promo code. Tweet it at Abe and I. What game do you want to go to? We'll pick some more winners throughout. Now, Abe, that we are 17 minutes and 53 seconds into this podcast, what is on your mind today?
Ah, now you care. Now you care. You plug your shit and then you care about your friend. This is the this is how the business is trending. It used to be longtime best friend for a while. Now it's let me get this plug in and then you can have your few sentences. I see how it is. But hey, that's what I signed up for. And you know what? The reason I'm not angry, Jack, is because I had a weekend of clearing my mind.
Ooh.
You know, you travel a lot, right? So you're constantly... Well, you're with people this weekend, but like you do a fair share of more than the average person, like eating out on your own, doing things by yourself. So let me walk you through my weekend. Friday comes around. I'm working, blah, 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 blah. Work finishes up early. No meetings, this, that. Beautiful day outside. You know what I'm going to go do? I'm going to go down the street and I'm going to play golf by myself. Mm. By myself. I went. I played 12 holes, only paid for 9 because that's just what I do. And the best part was I didn't have a single group with me. No starter at the course. I just pulled up to hole 1, played by myself, my own pace. And because I played by myself, I shot like a 38, I think, through the front 9. But that was just wonderful.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You were pacing a 76?
Yeah, I told you. I told you I played by myself.
That's crazy.
I played by myself.
Okay. All right.
That's what you can do. If you play by yourself, Jack, anyone can make the US Open. Anyway, I didn't shoot a 38. But and I'm like, oh yeah, this is good vibes. I brought music. I brought a beer or two. I was having a good time. I was like, you know, and game 4 or whatever didn't start till 9 p.m. Like, I'm gonna go get dinner by myself. Sat down outside the sports bar, put my phone down, had a cheesesteak, a beer, just took it in, had a great day. And I went home. I watched Celtics Warriors, obviously a great game. Then the next day, I went with my mother to a yoga class in the morning. Hot yoga, 110 degrees for 90 minutes. That shit was hard, but mm-hmm. I felt great afterwards. And it was just like, I have just been doing so many good things for my brain, for my mind, for my body. So then I got pretty drunk last night to correct it. And I had some pizza at 1 in the morning. But I'm starting to think that between doing that type of stuff and spending some time on my own, clearing my head, and my takes are going to be on point, my betting is going to be on point. I'm feeling in the right headspace right now. That's all.
Happy for you.
Yeah. I'm just going. I'm going to hit every bet. I'm going to have everything I'm going to say is going to be correct. Fuck it. I'm even wearing a Sixers shirt. Like, I can forgive and forget. It's not that deep. It's an oblong ball. That was my weekend.
Okay. I'm giving you the space.
And then I was a kid last night. I went to the boardwalk. I was playing games, wasting a lot of money on games that I knew were rigged, but I still wanted to play. Went on a few rides, roller coaster. I had a fucking weekend, Jack. So I know you had a little fun time in NASCAR experiencing some new things, but I stepped out of my comfort zone this weekend. And I think that everyone needs to do that once in a while. So golf clap for Abe. Dude, it's actually crazy. If you're ever on a bad streak, someone comments, guy goes to yoga once and thinks he can hit a parlay. I do. I haven't placed a bet yet. I want to bet on game 4 after I golf on myself. But you know what 90 minutes in a 110 degree room can do for your FanDuel, DraftKings, or Underdog account? Some good things.
Some good things. All right. Well, that's what's on Abe's mind. As you mentioned, I am in San Francisco. Sorry, the chat is just amazing. Like, I just love watching the chat. But we went to the race in Sonoma today. It was unbelievable experience. Like, I really, really think.
Did you kiss your cousin?
I didn't kiss my cousin, but I think you have to get out and get close to your cousin to understand NASCAR. And I'm not going to be I'm a NASCAR specialist or anything like that. I mean, we went over 5 on the pick,
you did hit one hockey bet and call yourself Jackie Hockey.
I mean, Jackie Racing was out and about today, but just not on the slip. So yeah, it was really cool. I thought we did a pace car with one of the drivers, Kurt Busch, which was fucking nuts. So they take you around the track once. What type of car did you drive in high school?
Honda.
You had like that. What was it? A Honda?
Honda.
They have a fucking Camry. Literally like a Camry with a little, like jigged up just a little bit. And he's like, all right, here's how it works. You go up this hill, 45 in the pits. Then you go to 75 around the S's. And then boom, 110 in a fucking souped up Camry.
Yeah, I mean, they're all souped up. It's like you can do anything to those cars. They're
no, but like it's just I thought these cars were like. Like, no, but exactly. You think of like a Lamborghini, you think of F1 cars.
Racing engines in them, Jack. You know how a car works?
No, but this was just a pace. It was cool. It was really cool. So we did that. Hospitality was awesome. Alvin Gentry was up in that bitch chilling.
Sorry.
The where? In that bitch, like in the.
Oh, I thought you said the head pitch. Like that was a like the dugout of NASCAR. Like you learned terminology now, and you're using it in your everyday jargon.
Tell me about this. Saquon Barkley, running back, Penn State University, started. Do you remember their backup? Not Booby, but there was another kid who backed up Saquon. I think his name, Alex will know. I think his last name is Johnson. I could be mistaken, but look it up. He said he was there 2013 to 2015. Look it up for me real quick.
That was when I was there.
Maybe
Mark Allen?
No, not Mark Allen. Sam, I see your messages. I see that it's not working for you. We'll get it figured out, and don't worry about it.
Andre Robinson?
No, Brandon Johnson. Does that pop up?
No.
Sam, I mean, just DM me and we'll
you know help you're not you talking to the biggest Penn State football fan over.
Yeah. There. So anyways, Brandon Johnson is on the Pitt team for Kyle Larson. And so what's crazy is now they're recruiting all these former football players to be like the fucking tire carriers. And I just thought that was really cool. We were talking to this guy about it, who like his job is to go recruit around the country guys who aren't going to the league, and they go and do that. They make six figures.
To change his tires?
Six figs.
But you have to run like a 4.640 to be able to.
They go through combine training. Like,
I was gonna say, a NASCAR race is interesting and everything. I want to see the week leading up what the pit crew is doing in the gym.
Dude, they're grinding.
Like
they're
are they doing wrist exercises? Like it's not your normal we're gonna deadlift today, do squats tomorrow.
Well, some of them do need to be like physically. All right, shape.
Well, let's revisit the question from last week, Jack. You went to your first NASCAR race. You saw it from the ins and outs, behind the scenes. I know you might have a special place in your heart for NASCAR because that's what happens during first-time experiences. But deeply, truly down, you were right there. You sat next to Kyle Busch. You interviewed Kyle Larson. A lot of Kyles.
Yeah.
Are NASCAR drivers athletes?
Yes. So we talked about it with some other people.
Did you talk about it to a driver?
Yes. So okay. I didn't say, do you guys think you're athletes?
Sell me this pen?
But in the back of my head, I was like, talk me through your workouts. Like, are you guys just drinking beer and fishing during the week, and then you hop in this car and go really fast? So they're like, a lot of them are like jockeys. Like they're kind of short, which is pretty funny.
They're not actually like jockeys on the side.
No, no, no.
Racing, whatever it is.
Yeah. Well, some of them, like Larson, just does race all over the country. But these guys, they work out like twice a day, and they're talking about like the things that they have to focus on. The one thing that I left with was they said that race car drivers are probably the most imbalanced athlete ever, and that's why they have to work out so hard, because in a normal oval, this was a road course, so there were right turns. There's only like six or eight of these guys. The rest are oval, so it's all left turns. They said that because they brake with their left foot and they're turning left, that the left side of their body is so fucking strong. Wait, and the right side,
they drive with two feet.
Yeah, that was another thing I learned. Which makes sense. Like, it's not, you drive around.
Did you ask the drivers if they drive with 2 feet on the everyday road?
I didn't.
Muscle memory? That's, I would have so many questions.
Yeah. So I have some good intel for you. So we're talking to Austin Dillon, who's kind of like a cool personality. And then his teammate, Jesus, I can literally never remember this kid, Tyler. Hendricks. It's not Hendricks. I want to say Sweeney. It's not Sweeney. And I blank on his last name every time. Anyways, we're like, do you guys eat in the cars? And Austin Dillon's like, no. Like, how would you even manage that? And his teammate's like, yeah, I've had like, I eat Uncrustables. This guy is just mucking Uncrustables. So then I was like, do you guys, like, what happens if you have to pee?
I was just going to ask you to pee shit.
Yeah, so some of the drivers, especially day like today in Sonoma, yes, it was 90 degrees, so all the drivers are hydrating, and then it had an overcast, so it was like 70, so they're overhydrated. And he was like, yeah, I'll probably end up pissing myself today. So then, in spirit of you, I asked, well, have you ever, like, shit okay. yourself?
Don't say in spirit what? Of you. You.
Oh, no. That wasn't
make that a me thing.
No, we've both done it. I was saying more like, because I know you would want me to ask that question.
Well, it's a fair question.
So exactly.
I think any inquisitive brain would like to know if a NASCAR driver shits themselves at mid-race.
I agree. And so I asked. And okay. those two guys had not shat themselves, but Tony Stewart, who you're familiar with, right?
Legend, right? Yeah, I know the
name. Yeah.
If I know your name, that means you're probably a NASCAR legend.
Exactly.
Or you're Tony for a worse reason.
Yeah. Tony Stewart is legendary because he actually shat himself and won a race. And so, like,
well, you don't tell Jack. You don't tell somebody that you shat yourself when you lost the race.
Yeah.
Like, ever you go back to the pit, everyone's sad because you got 12th or whatever. You don't just say, like, hey, can you help me undo this? I shat myself. Like, that's
you have to tell your pit crew because they gotta, you know, they gotta clean it up. So overall, it was fun. The feedback I got
so
from
why
being there,
so why are they athletes? Is it because they do a different type of workout than people?
No, because they work out multiple times. It's a physical and mental challenge. And then the reason that I was getting to, they're absorbing at these G forces at levels that is comparable to really, really intense stuff. So that's how I categorize them as that.
So another question. Never been to a NASCAR race, and I'm actually very curious. The event itself, it's probably very cool leading up to it. A lot of the experiences you had, probably very cool when it starts. It's a 3.5 hour race of them going in a circle and turning left. At any point, does the crowd get out of it? Do you get bored of it? You're not glued to this track for 3.5 straight hours. You won't convince me that.
Good question. So as I said, today was a race course, so they were making some right turns. So a little special today, but it's not. So no big wrecks. There were some. So Mateo's asking, can you talk about why F1 NASCAR is better than the other? And this kind of answers your question too. F1 is 95% about the car, like how the mechanics and how the team have built their car. And that's why you see Red Bull and Ferrari at the top of the grid. And if the car explodes, then they lose. If it doesn't, they're pretty much clear through. If either of in F1, if you touch the wall, if you touch each other, it's like, pause. It's like you're out of the race. You're like, your car can't survive. What's cool about these is like, you can bang into each other, pause, and you can spin out as well and like get back on the track. And so what they do that I learned today also is they have stages. So they have like through 25 laps, you get points for like winning the first quarter. And so there's different strategies to win the whole race versus like try and go and win the first quarter. And so that's what kind of makes it more engaged. But to answer your question, it isn't like an event like F1 where it's a music festival with a race going around. It is about the race. But sure, you go, you get your funnel cake. Like there's a state fair element to it behind. Like you're chilling, you're drinking beer. And finally, is Sonoma's a fun race. But they said like you got to go to Daytona. You have to go to like these super speedways where they go 200. And there's no braking and there's wrecks. And so that like if you want your elite level of racing, that's the race. So might have to check that out. But it was a fun experience.
Might have to go to Daytona with you.
Daytona 500.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, before we preview NBA Finals Game 5, there's a couple things that I think we need to address. One, as a podcaster, Abe, your thoughts on Draymond Green podcasting.
You phrased that question the right way. You said, as a podcaster, your thoughts on Dray. You didn't say, as Abe Granoff, your thoughts on Draymond Green podcast. So well done on that. Give a shit. Give it. Like, we live in such a world where people will do anything to go viral or to get to the top or to get quick, like, and especially with these TikToks and everything and how quick it's turned regular kids into these mega stars overnight. Draymond Green's podcast has soared to number one on the internet. The guy's doing literally nothing other than breaking down what he does for a living. It's like, I hate the guy as much as the next, but like, he's a fucking genius for unleashing this side. The guy is 30 minutes after losing an NBA Finals game. Now, you can call this poverty all you want, and I'll be there with that crew. But he's breaking down the game in something that we've never seen before. Everyone loves J.J. Redick. Everyone loves C.J. McConnell.
That's not true. Not everyone.
Draymond doesn't. I saw that.
No, Stephen A. does not love those boys. Whatever. Because they're putting him through a ringer.
Everyone loves how these players are getting up in the media and like challenging these talking heads. And people love Chuck because of his comedic aspect to it. But like, Draymond Green is just doing what those guys are doing, but he's still playing. And I mean, listen, it's very hard for me to say something good about Draymond Green, but to those that are bitching about Draymond doing the podcast, like, why do you care so much is my question. Why do you give a shit? Don't listen. Like, it's so funny to me. Like, everyone like loves to shit on these like big media accounts nowadays and how dumb they are, whether it's Bleacher Report, Snapback, House of Highlights, whatever it is. And it's like, if you don't like it, then fucking unfollow it, dude. It's crazy the type of cynical world that we live in and the amount that it's even got brought into sports about how at the end of the day, and I am totally 1000% in this category, but way more from a comedic standpoint. It's like, we don't root for teams. We don't root for players. We root against. That's what it is. You don't root for anyone nowadays. It's just the world we live. We root for narratives. And like, the Draymond Green starting a podcast is now just a narrative that they're trying to create as to a reason that the Warriors might lose this series, or that they were down 2-1, or that he's playing so bad. Newsflash, he's not playing bad because he has a fucking podcast. He's playing bad because I've told you all this time, he sucks at basketball. It's really not that deep. He just goes out afterwards and talks about how bad he is at basketball and how much one guy is saving his career and how he got drafted in one organization. And that's the only fucking reason that he has a podcast and we know his name. But if you don't like the podcast, who cares?
I don't even want to ask from Abe Grano perspective. I feel like we're going to be here a while. So let's just take it for what it's worth. He won us a lot of money by sitting on the bench. And the podcast after a win is a much better situation. Yeah, he's number one on the chart.
I mean, if you want to talk about the situations going on in this finals, the Draymond podcast is the least of them.
Jason it's Tatum, sad. Have this dance. No.
Not even that. You're it's sad you're with what we're seeing with these Warriors and what they've become. The bitching about the cursing at TD Garden and the fans from Kerr, from Clay. It's like, you guys are this big old dynasty and you're in the finals and you're down 2-1 and you're bitching about the fans, or it's 2-2. Come on. This is like immature, childish, like act like you've been here behavior. That's the biggest storyline, in my opinion, the biggest reason people should go. And Draymond's even owning it. Draymond's like, I don't care if you say, fuck you, Draymond, fuck you too. So like, Jack E boy. You prefer E boys or I ladies?
Oh, what's an I lady?
I ladies nuts on your face.
Wow.
Got
nice, 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 nice. Okay. All right. Eduardo says Jackie boy or Jack I boy. How do we enter? Once again, go to SeatGeek.com, enter the code Snapback, take a picture, tweet it at Abe and I. say the game you want to go to. With that being said, let's pick another winner.
We want to talk about that. What just popped up on your screen?
We're going keeping up
keeping up with the Curries. That,
it's next on the agenda, but I need your help. All right, here we go. It's my dream to go to a Cowboys game with my dad. Cowboys Eagles week 16 would be insane. I mean, we could do it. We could do me, Abe, you, and your dad, Gabe. We'll stay tuned on that. Zach his wants to go to...
His dad's going to call me dad after that game.
Yeah, Zach wants to go to... he's clearly from Cleveland, so pretty sorry about that. Although that is my honorary city. Cowboys and Jags. How many fucking Cowboys fans
Jack. Be careful. You're about to swindle Seeky into sending somebody to London if you choose a Jags fan.
That's true. Look at this.
They're trying to use this for a trip across the pond.
Abe, we got the Gucci Tucci saying, send a girl to a game, Cowboys and Jags, in Jacksonville. Are we going to be swindled? Who is this? I need to look into this.
Open the Gucci Tucci.
Yeah.
Please talk to me about One Piece. Wob follows her, obviously.
Yeah. You know, Wob follows literally everyone.
500,000 people and not me.
Not me. And he works with Underdog. Insanity. All right, let's do our diligence check on the Gucci Tucci.
Just a diligence check. Wait,
Abe and I have a girlfriend, so
I'm not even concerned about that right now, Jack. Is there?
I'm just saying.
What if this?
I'm just saying. Okay.
Cowboys, Jags. Men need sturdy women like they.
That's a subtweet. That is
Men need to study women like they study the sports they don't play. Okay.
But we play Seattle, Detroit. Shit, what is wrong with you people? Why do you want to go to these? Abe, now they're getting smarter. Kalak, Kyle Keller. Yo, Jack, if I could see the Ravens beat the Bengals, my life would be complete. And Abe's going to make some comment. All right. I like this.
Let's send him to the PLL quarterfinals
because we've had Paul Rabel on the podcast multiple times, because it's a unique sport. I'm just going to say winner two. Who's my guy at the PLL besides Rabes? What's his name? I really like...
You're awful.
No, for Connor Rabes.
You are the worst.
I need to...
Who else do I know at the PLL other than Spicy P?
I need.
Wait. Who's my NBA connect? No, not Sylvie, baby. That guy at the NFL. No, not Raj. I talked to Raj last week. You're at that level now, huh?
I was with my buddy
on the golf course. No, not El Tigre.
Philly mix.
Roars.
Oh, here we go.
Here's the all video. Right. Oh, we got a dog.
All right, Caden. But first, put in my best work with my karaoke partner. Me and my girlfriend will have a blast at the game. Thank you.
Matt,
here we go.
I want a video of the girlfriend singing now too, if she wants to go to the game. Whoever's going.
I think the dog. Girlfriend. Okay. All right, here we go. Here we go.
I belong West Virginia.
Woo!
Mount Mama, take me home. Country roads.
The dog with the woo.
The dog. The dog killed it.
Let's be honest. That performance was a flop without that dog.
Yeah, but
that
dog
made that performance. Good for him, though.
Don't hate a player. Hate the game. Thanks. And we respect that. We got two winners so far. One Seeky, Code Jack. Code Snapback. It's about the Snapback fam, not about Jack anymore. Abe. You dropped 43 fucking points in the NBA Finals.
No, I didn't.
You go home. You go back to San Fran. It's 2-2. You're feeling good. you get on that long plane, maybe you pour yourself a nice glass of wine, and you open up the Twitter, and all you see is that mom and dad have swapped. Holy shit. Am I like, do I felt like, I thought this was like the,
I mean, I think what Jack is referring to is the fact that it's reported and probably confirmed, most likely confirmed, that Dell and Sonia Curry, the parents of Seth Curry, have split recently and are now both dating new people who are ex-husband and wife of each other. It's two couples. You think Steph is sitting back on the plane, or Seth looking at his phone, seeing this and being like, so when my dad told me to swing it all those years, he wasn't talking about the ball. He was talking about my relationships. I think that's exactly what this is. The Currys are swingers. And I mean, if you haven't already taken the time to search on Twitter, Del Curry divorce saga or whatever you need to search, block off 4 days in your schedule and your stomach will hurt from laughing after.
All time Twitter thread. Just Google Del Curry Twitter thread divorce and just have the time of your life. So that is wild. And what it's brought us to.
Someone said they're hitting threes just like their kids.
Yeah. Not ideal. All right. Here's what we're
going to. By the way, Del won that trade.
Yeah, for sure.
Del won that trade.
Well, we don't know about Mr. Guy's financial background, but in terms of looks, Del definitely wins
the trade. Who cares how much money the swingettes make?
Mm.
They're the Curry family.
Yeah, they're breaded up. You know who's not breaded up? Me, because I've lost 60 of my last 63 Underdog pick-ems, but thank you to our friends at Underdog. They let me pick the special, Abe. They let me pick. And the special was Draymond Green over under half of a point. He needed to score 1 point in game 5, and we would all be rich.
You called that special.
And we were locked in on this. We locked it in before game 4.
And then all of a sudden, the under started building so much risk.
Underdog hit me up and was like, Jack, we can't do this because people aren't going to know which side to take, which is insane. Nice. Now, Draymond did have 2 points and has scored in every game this season, but we didn't feel good about it. So we added rebounds and assists, and that, I promise you, is a lock. He will record a stat, I think. I'm pretty positive.
Jack just tore Draymond's Achilles on the first play of the game.
Yeah, exactly. Well, people are like, what if he gets thrown out early in the game? And so the one I wanted to do was Draymond Green under 100 three-pointers made. What we've heard from Underdog is that people don't know which side to take for some reason. Like when you do
someone
a half,
tweeted at me asking you to get his money back because he took over on Cat 103 or Jordan Clarkson.
Whatever. Exactly. So we went with the over.
Can I be out? Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
I don't want to draw any business away from Underdog. If you can't read the over under 103 special, right? Something tells me maybe you shouldn't be gambling.
Abe, I have glasses. I've put my contacts in. I can't read the shit either. So don't worry about it. But yeah, lock that in. Code Snapback on Underdog Fantasy. Now, I would love some help if you're willing to spare some. So do you have an Underdog account logged into your computer? I know you can't do pickup, but... Now. Okay, because my computer's giving me.
I will be in New York this week.
Oh, wait, before the game tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be in New York tomorrow morning.
Oh, so you can ride. All right. Well, let's. I have to put my phone because it acted up. But if you guys want to just run through some NBA picks for tomorrow, that'd be great. Abe, any that come to mind, like just players right away? Narratives,
I do this thing I've realized in every series that I pick, and the games in which I pick in those series is. And I think it actually makes sense. Whenever I pick a series, like I pick Golden State to win this series, I subsequently continue to pick them in every single game, no matter the result of the previous game or the record. Because I figure if they're going to win the series, in my opinion, they're going to win more games than the other team. So they would probably win this one. So I do that all the time. But now I'm doing this thing where I keep looking at a guy like Draymond, and I know how bad he is at basketball. Trust me, I'm steering the ship. But I'm like, I also know there's times where he makes me look like an asshole and I just have to eat it. He has been so bad, like Ben Simmons worse bad in these finals. He has been truly a liability in these finals. And I'm just like, how long is this going to continue? And that's why I did it last game. I didn't bet on him, but I thought about it. I was like, this is it. Draymond's just going to bounce back, blah, 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 blah. Now I'm trying to convince myself it's the home court that'll do it, and Draymond will bounce back. And I'm not saying he's going to, like, when I say Draymond bounce back, I say he has 6-4-3 and doesn't get kicked out. If Draymond, hey, that's a winner for if us, Draymond man. Has more points than guys he kicked in the nuts, it's a good game. So that's what I think we're looking at tomorrow. So I just keep going back to Draymond. And I mean, you want to talk about betting on Steph, maybe. Is this a thing? He's a high schooler producing a podcast at 11 p.m. on a school night for a reason, Jack.
D. White's balling. Robert Williams, his rebounds but are up to 8. But is this
best finals performance he's ever had?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it is.
No, for sure.
Which is like tallest midget, but for a guy with finals MVPs.
Yeah. Steph Curry, I think I ride his under on rebounds, probably.
He's like a huge rebound guy.
Oh my god. This is why I'm the worst. Someone clip this.
I don't have that much time.
Someone clip this with Schindler guy's comment. This is why I'm the worst, because I'm going to go to game 5 of the NBA Finals. A game in which I have a bet pre-series on Steph Curry to win finals MVP. My first time ever in Golden State seeing Stephen Curry in the finals, the greatest shooter of all time. They give us a special, a free line. And what is my pick? What is one of my picks going to be?
Steph
his line is 5.5 threes, Abe. 5.5 threes.
You love being that guy, though.
I don't. I tried being it in game 2. It did, or 3, whatever it was. And I was like, I don't want to do it again. You work in this industry. That is insane. He's hit 6+ in every game, so it's fair. I mean,
this is like going back to LeBron against the KD Warriors, and even when 2015 without Kyrie and Kevin Love or whatever it was, where his lines every night, his over-unders were like 38, 14, and 10 every single night. Oh, it just didn't make sense. And then you would sit there and be like, I'm sorry, this is ridiculous. I have to take the under. And it would continue to just fuck you over. But the difference
until they put Iguodala.
The difference with this one is you've got a team like the Celtics, who have been one of the best defensive teams all year, definitely in the second half of the season, and a team who hasn't lost a game after a loss in the playoffs, which is the record in and of itself this year. But I guess that means that you're losing a lot of games, so maybe you're not that good. But if there's one team to be able to just like stop the madness that is going on right now, maybe the Celtics are the one to do it, because I think we're both in agreement here that I still don't think the Celtics are going to win this series, but I can easily admit that they're the better team. Yeah. But I still don't think they're going to win this series.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I capped the series pretty well. I'm not necessarily convinced that Golden State wins the series.
Oh, no, I'm positive Golden State wins the series, yeah.
Right, which definitely makes me not convinced.
No, that was yoga.
The cap is like Boston's the better team. Steph's the best player in the series. But Boston, and I think I said this, and you're like, what do you mean? They vomit on themselves.
That's the only way they lose.
It's crazy. Just
the only way they lose.
And it's not.
They just can't beat themselves and they'll win the game.
It's not like I can't give Golden State credit for forcing them into it. It's just like self-inflicted. And the craziest part is the reason why I'm like, okay, Golden State can win the series is because it's not something they're not going to do. Like, they will do it again. They will just throw the ball to Golden State. It's nuts.
The thing with me, so I definitely think Boston is the better team. I don't think they're going to win the series.
Nope. 11 o'clock. Cut, no pants. Cut the men's
11 p.m. on a Sunday night. Yeah, no pants. Not at a time like this. Boston is the better team, but Golden State, for me, first off, two game, best of three, two out of three on their home court. That's in and of itself. They have the best player. But I guess you could also argue that Boston this entire playoffs has been just one guy has tried to beat them every time, and it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
It was Embiid. It was
you guys Jimmy. Didn't even play them.
It was Jimmy. I was thinking about the Heat. It was Giannis. It was...
Wait, you're thinking about Embiid on the Heat? Embiid, Jimmy, and LeBron.
Well, no, they had to stop Embiid, the Heat. Forget I said that. The Celtics have had to try and stop one guy, and one guy beat them the entire time. It was Giannis, then it was Jimmy, and now it's Steph. But the Warriors, they're still that team. They're like that wrestler from the WWE video game where it's like they're not that good or whatever. But if they get that right combo in their finisher move, and that finisher move for the Warriors is they're going to score 45 points in about a minute and 10 seconds before you can blink. Nobody, like, that's just what they do. And that can happen at any given moment. And luckily for the Celtics, they've had that kind of moment in game one, particularly, where they just turned it on and were amazing. Even in game, which game did they win? Game three. Boston up 15, you blink, Warriors back to two, then they blow it open in the fourth quarter. But it's like the Warriors are that team that they have that finishing move that just guts teams. And the fact that they have Steph playing at this level, two out of the three on their home court, did I say sweep? Maybe five games?
Yeah.
I think I said five. That was wrong. But that was before I did yoga. Warriors are still going to win this series.
In how many? I can't wait for this.
Six or seven.
What's your real answer?
Six.
No, it's not. You know it's Warriors in seven, but your whole thing is
No. Okay, I knew that's the angle you were going with. So I did say you can't predict a team to win in seven games. You can't do that in the beginning of the series. With three games to go, you can do that. When you know, come on.
Stiff Nation. On. Hey,
that's fair.
Yeah, no.
It is six, though.
Hey, were you just telling the truth or were you lying?
About what? I've never
lied. Just in general.
Telling the truth.
Okay. Because that's not what's in right now, Abe.
Lying?
Lying is fucking in. Tyreek Hill and Davante Adams are just dominating the news right now with their lies.
Jack, go on.
Davante Adams comes out and says he doesn't, there's no talent gap between Derek Carr and Aaron Rodgers. Okay. Derek Carr's a good quarterback. It's his college buddy. I get it. He was playing. Yeah, Davante plays golf with Rodgers this weekend. It wasn't whatever. Because there's no, like, of course, why not lie? Like, there's no upside to saying, yeah, well, Rodgers is better. So,
Jack, this is Casey or the intern will learn this tomorrow when someone asks how your first day at work was. Yeah, I'm learning a lot. Yeah. That just is code for I fucking hate it, but I don't want to talk shit on my new job because I don't want to get fired. That's all they're doing. They're good employees. Davante Adams is a good employee. Can't lie on the job.
No, not for $30 million a year you can't. Wow. And Tyreek Hill, who at $50 million
this is where I draw the line. This is where I draw the line. He said, let's talk about his criminal past, but if that is
anything to plan. Tyreek Hill came out and said on a podcast, so there's video, like Adams, it was a quote that was pulled, benefit of the doubt, context.
Also, Tyreek was wearing a Pro Bowl, his own Pro Bowl jersey under a blazer. I genuinely think with this quote, he said something along the lines of Tua throws a better ball than Mahomes. I think it's easy to chalk it up to he was drunk. Like, there's no situation where you wear a Pro Bowl jersey, your own Pro Bowl jersey under a blazer and not be intoxicated. So if that were the case, then I'll give him a slip on that one. Davante Adams, I'll chalk up to just being a good employee. But if Tyreek Hill actually wants to take a breathalyzer and shows that he blew a 0.0, that's when we start talking prison.
So Eagleson in our private chat says, is it not facts that Tua is a more accurate passer than Patrick Mahomes? Listen, factually, last season he had a higher completion percentage. So if that is what gets you off to Dolphina tonight, be my guest. We need
to get our boy Warren in here, and he has a big old butt. But if you look at yards, passes thrown outside of the bubble, blah, 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 and this in the X slot, then actually Patrick Mahomes is 1.2% better than Tua Tagovailoa. Sponsored by Sport Geeks.
Yeah,
it's like there are some. Eagleson, you can say it's facts, and that is correct. Tua had a better completion percentage than Patrick Mahomes last year. But be careful, because there are Mahomes stands and Tua haters on the internet, and there's a stat for everything. You can have this stat right now. There's some stat out here that absolutely just refutes that. And from a way smarter standpoint, with way more deeper stats than just basic completion percentage. But hey, you got to
shout out. Shout
you
got to
eat what you can.
Yeah. Because shout out to telling the truth. Truthers are down. Anthony Davis, in a video, just revealed that he has not shot a basketball in over 2 months.
I saw that. Excuse me, it's late. Then I saw Laker Twitter. Someone pulled a clip from like the bubble or something of the playoff last year where he like details before like an end of the season game, his like off season routine, where like first 4 weeks after the season, he just straight rest. The next 6 weeks or something is just straight weightlifting after the rest, no basketball. Then basketball starts up after like 14 weeks or whatever. Maybe if it started after 10 weeks, you wouldn't have been the 11th seed.
I just find it. I follow Emmanuel quickly on Instagram. He's constantly in the gym. I just think AD follow
Tyrese
the path
Maxey, I think, is doing 3-a-days right now.
Right. Like, that is greatness personified. Now, I don't need everyone to be Kobe, where it's just like live in the gym 4 a.m. like all that.
Dude, you don't have to live in the gym. You can live in the driveway. Just throw the ball against your Maybach a few times like LeBron and his children.
I don't understand. Like, how do you not shoot a basketball for 2 months? You're a professional basketball player.
Well, that's true. But you don't get paid your contract in the off season, do you?
No, I'm a huge fan of take your vacation, take your time off. But like,
yeah,
I don't know.
How much PTO is the intern getting?
The intern is unlimited.
Wow. You're one of those.
Yeah. Unlimited's the worst.
Unlimited literally means no PTO.
No PTO. Like, you can ask and yeah, well, granted, but like, don't plan a vacation and shit. All right. So, final thing, it's the name of your little title here, Joe Madden's Mohawk. Abe, talk to me about what is now going to be a Philadelphia legendary story, and then we'll pick some more winners.
The Philadelphia Phillies, aka the hottest team in baseball, but may have lost the Diamondbacks 13-1 today after a 9-game winning streak. But hey, it was fun. The Phillies last week, after they fired Joe Girardi, actually got another Joe fired. No, not Joe Mama, Joe Madden. The Phillies swept the Angels. The Angels are in the midst of a 12-game losing streak, and it came out today or yesterday from Buster Olney that Angels manager Joe Madden, after the 12th loss, wanted to fire up his team. So what did he do? How does any 65-year-old man fire up his team? He shaved his head into a mohawk. Ah, guys, what do you think? The only issue was Joe Maddon was fired before the players were even able to see the mohawk. Jack, if you do that, you shave your head bald right away before anyone notices, and you just say the plan was always to go bald. There's no way you keep that mohawk and let the story go on, because that is the most embarrassing shit I've ever seen. That's got to be your move. You get fired. You're going to show the players this. You go, oh, fuck. You just go bald. You shave off the mohawk as if it didn't matter.
They're baseball, man. They wear hats.
Right. But now that this came out, everyone wants to, Joe, what's under your hat? What's under your hat? No.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That story was fake. I just went bald. Like, I just, it's hot.
But then you know. But then.
No, it's yeah. LA. It's summer. It's hot. It's just like, I got a haircut. Yeah. Why is everyone making a big deal of it? I just did my summer buzz cut at age 70 years old.
All right, Eagleson, come in here. Let's address. I didn't have my jersey, so that probably explains a lot of what went
Bolt,
down.
Bolt, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Bolt, let's go, baby. Tupa.
You see my name. Vasily was better the whole time. It was never even a debate. Shouldn't have been a debate at all.
Vasily, but the povertyness to lose in the first round and then...
why are we talking about the Leafs? The Leafs are done. No,
that's a bitch move on your part, Jack.
We're Why? Talking about
that's
Tampa
a bitch move on your part.
Why?
That's like me. Come on, Jack.
What do you mean?
That's like me losing in to the Sixers, losing to the Heat or whatever. Me coming on this podcast and then fresh off the loss or whatever, I'm talking about the Knicks. Come on. That's a bitch move.
No, because the Lightning beat the Leafs.
So what?
That's poverty.
They lost to the team that's about to three-peat. What is poverty about?
Yeah, what, Jack? You are in a bad spin right now.
So, Eagleson, since you know nothing about hockey, which was proved by the playoff bracket that you completed.
Speaking of which,
I was thinking outside
you
of
have the gambling ball. Debt?
No.
It's not what the streets are saying.
Lying is up right now.
That is facts.
Since you know nothing about hockey, who wins the Stanley Cup?
Tampa. Tampa's going to three-peat.
I think I'm in. I think I'm in on the Bolts.
Really?
Our bet's looking pretty good, Abe.
Well, we just need the Warriors to win the series.
Yeah. Well, Tampa's already won, just about.
Yeah, no. I mean, how could you not love this Bolts team? They're just a wagon. Dynasty. Don't know much about the Avalanche or watch about a period of them. They just score a lot of goals, which I think
they're fucking nice.
Which I think
they're so good. They're so, like, this is gonna sound kind of cringe, but they're such like a mature team. Like, they know how to win. I guess that's like talking head shit, but
they know how to win.
The team that knows how to win is going up against the back-to-back champs in their third straight Stanley Cup. But the Lightning aren't the team that knows how to win.
Play, though, just like the shit they're doing defensively is crazy. I don't know. It's really cool to watch. I think they might defense Colorado to death.
As much as I love hockey, my new favorite thing is the Snapback fam just making up rumors about you that we're totally going to roll with.
Okay.
So, scamming gambling debt.
Are you a scammer? I'm not going to Qatar for the World Cup, but maybe we're sending one of you. Who knows? Give us the prediction, Eagleson. What's the final? Who wins the cup and how many games?
Tampa wins it in 6 games.
I agree.
Simple as that.
I agree. Okay. Eagleson, I think we doubled down. I think we ride them all the way.
I'm with
I think
you.
We found our squad.
Come get some of this action against me. I'll take the abs.
You got sales? You got boosts?
I got boosts.
Ooh, expected value, though.
The spread on the money line is insane. It's like plus 160, minus 220. Like, meet me halfway.
We'll see.
Okay. All right. Let's pick one final winner. Shout out once again to our friend Caden, who will be going to West Virginia Pitt and send us a great video. Let's get up here. All right. Opening week, Denver at Seattle. Need to show Russ what he's missing. Mateo, I love you. You've been active all damn day in the chat, but those tickets are fucking expensive because for Snapback Mondays, I've been looking at them. Potentially, we can make something happen, but I can't commit to those now. Same thing with you, Gabe. Cowboys, Eagles, those are $1,000 worth of tickets. We got to stay in the range because we're trying to give away multiple. Cam, I've already sent you to a game. I sent you to the Cowboys game. So appreciate Gucci, your girlfriend, but we're passing on you. In the
moment, like Gucci Tucci to me.
Someone's Abe,
lying.
This is my boy Reed.
Wait a second. Wait, I know. So this is Pittsburgh Reed.
This is Pittsburgh Reed. You don't know where Reed.
I'm going with this. The whiteout game is Minnesota this year. That's how poverty this program is. Minnesota. Oh, yeah, Minnesota's another one who thinks they have a huge rivalry with Penn State because of the one game they won a few years ago or whatever it was. But that's it. You want to go to, I mean, to be fair, Jack, I can talk as much shit on Penn State as possible, and I can literally go forever. I don't really think there's anything better than the whiteout game in terms of atmosphere.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's really the craziest atmosphere I've ever been to.
It is. And winner three goes to Nate Schendel. You already know I had to use code Snapback. Dream
another game,
game
where he's just, this is the smart. The Snapback fam is smart.
Okay, sorry. I named you the winner.
There's choosing games they can make money on.
Well, he said, I didn't read it fully. He said, dream game would be Boston game six. I don't think we're going to send you to game six of the finals. Once again, we have a
second dream.
But
second dream.
But if Cubs Orioles is your type of jam, go enjoy Wrigley. Would love to send you there. So that's the third winner, Nate. We're going to pick some more winners throughout the night and then into tomorrow and throughout the partnership. Those are our winners from the podcast tonight. Continue to sign up and use SeatGeek $20 off your order. Eagleson, late Sunday night. Sorry to keep you guys up late over there on the East Coast.
All good.
It's like sunny out right now. It's fucking weird here.
What time is it there?
It's 8:15, but it's light because it's kind of the summer. Final thoughts.
Tampa's going to three-peat. That's all I got to say.
Abraham.
More yoga, more parlays.
Amen. All right, Snapback fam. Appreciate you guys. Excited about our SeatGeek partnership. Excited about NASCAR. Excited about you all. Excited about our boost tomorrow. I'm gonna hit a pick 'em. I can't wait. Snapback fam, much love.